claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
It is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where I'm very pleased to have as my featured guest today a man I've known for some time. I'm creating feedback here, alas. Here we go. A man I've known for some time who's done a brilliant job of advising the Department of Defense about the types of vehicles that are appropriate for different types of military engagements. He explained, for example, that in Iraq, because the use of improvised explosive devices, that it would be indispensable to use tracked vehicles. It was overridden, however, by a general who actually, in my opinion, despicably wanted there to be lots of losses of arms and legs so they could develop robotics. His name, Mike Sparks. He has experience in the Marine Corps, in the Army, and as an expert advisor to the Department of Defense. Mike, thank you for joining me today.
Yep, we have a lot to talk about.
We do. We do indeed. I want to begin with a story I've just published on my blog at jamesfetzer.org by Edward Henry, that Hamas is an Israeli-controlled radical Islamic agent provocateur. Here's how it begins. There was an announcement today. There's a ceasefire in the now 11-day war between Hamas and Israel. What most do not know is that the radical Islamic group Hamas is secretly funded by Israel. He who pays the piper calls a tune. Israel did not want to fight a Palestinian nationalist movement like the PLO, so they raised a transnational radical religious group, Hamas, to act as an agent provocateur. Each Hamas terror attack has acted as justification for the Israeli government to move in with its military, seize more land, and take more military and police control over Palestine. It further justifies its expansion and attack of surrounding Islamic countries because the attacks could be blamed on a more amorphous radical Islamic ideology. that rendered all Islamic countries potential targets for Israel's expansionist plans. Radical Islam is now framed as a threat to Israel rather than a localized threat from nationalistic-minded Palestinians. Your thoughts, Mike?
It's one of those dirty tricks that has continued since World War II, you know, with the mechanization of society, motorization, probably a better term. These sophisticated dirty tricks have gotten more sophisticated. They reached, you know, their first pinnacle plateau in World War II. So you can go back and see an antecedent and all this stuff in a smaller, you know, more simplified form in your military and your spy history. The thing that's bad is that even though we have computers, desktop computers, laptop computers, and your cell phone is a little mini computer, the average person's mind is overloaded with minutia. It just simply just rolls their eyes when you go into these kind of details. Like just Agent Provocateur, if they don't know what it is, they're going to have to spell it or get close to a spelling, type it in, go to Google, read. You understand what I'm saying? They're not going to do that when it's a huge concept that they just won't get. They could possibly get it if you say racketeering, that you deliberately create problems and keep them in play. But I'm not worried that people don't even know what racketeering means these days. You know what I mean? Their minds are fried with too much, you know, minutia. It's like a cup and it's overflowing. And I will not say that it's information. You know, I won't give it that, you know what I mean, weight, credibility. It's just like Jim Bob broke his fingernail kind of stuff. And so you're presenting a sophisticated truth and a reality that happens, and then they roll their eyes. They'll just say, oh, that's conspiracy theory. When you turn on Court TV, all across the United States of America, people are being tried for conspiracies. It's basically crime done with some sophistication. It's just not lowbrow, I'm going to rape somebody and I'm going to shoot you and rob you at gunpoint type stuff. It's sophisticated. Even that word's bad. I mean, it's done with some effort. And the American people are just not up to it. They just don't understand crime. That a good criminal is going to not only hide the crime, he might even actually create a false, you know, presentation, a false crime scene. Right?
Oh, yeah, Mike, absolutely, 100%. Of course, the Israelis are the greatest practitioners of false flag events in the world today. A colleague of mine wrote in relation to the Edward Henry piece, that's interesting. I have always thought that the Palestinian rockets sent into Israel were either fake fireworks or shot off by Israeli agents in Palestine, probably a combination of the two. It makes no sense for the Palestinians to shoot a bunch of rockets at Israel, which, by the way, never do much damage, just to create savage reprisals that devastate their own land and people. These engineered rocket attacks serve two purposes for Israel. First, to enable them to kill more Palestinians and ruin what little they have left. And second, to keep the fear alive inside Israel so the government can keep the citizens under control. I think those are spot on, Mike, and they're very consistent with your observation.
Right, but I wanted to go start from the beginning and get to the sociological problem that we have today, which if you give me a time, I'll get there. I will get to the Palestinian example, but, you know, I've got to say this before we go. I have been on your show for many years. I've been on the Carrie Cassidy show. I've got thousands of web pages, literally, presentations and videos and written books, magazine articles. Have I been right all along? Yes. 9/11, the whole Biden whole Zeidan thing, election steal, zeitgeist change every 10 years, fraud vitiates everything, and now the age of despair that we're living in. I mean,
I think you have a pretty good batting average, Mike.
Right. It's pretty good batting average. So I don't get on the TV, you know, basically, and be a talking head like a lot of people do to try to make myself into an authority figure. I mean, if I was like Eva Green or something, you know, okay, I'll listen to anything she says, but I'm not that good looking. I want people to think and use reason, facts, reasons, you know, and experience to make their mind up, not, you know, make myself an authority figure. I mean, if we're in a hurry, yeah, ask an authority figure. Do I jump, not jump, parachute, yes, no, stay with the plane, okay. But if you got time, you know, find out yourself. So ironically, RAF fighter pilot Raoul Dahl, the children's author, was a sex espionage agent. In World War II, he would sleep with people like Claire Boufflouse, attractive lady, but she was right-wing. And he would do his magic to keep England, you know, being supported by Americans. He predicted in Willy Wonka and the Charlie Factory, a chocolate factory, that being obsessed with television is going to shrink your mind. And he did it with a body shrinkage, if you remember the movie I saw yesterday. So here's a guy over 50 years ago predicting this generation, which has a television set in their pocket, literally, you know, with their cell phone, how their minds are going to shrink. And he warned against it. And of course, you know, he's got a good batting average, and people didn't listen to him. So I go to my next thing, which is bad human nature, right? Human nature, according to ponerologists, you know, study of evil, right? 25% of all people are psych sociopaths. 40% are authority following sheeple, and only 35% are conscience doers. So the real issue we should be discussing is why can't normie society, that would be your 40%ers and your 35%ers, keep the 25% psych sociopaths out of control of their societies? In this case, you're pointing out Hamas could be, you know, launching rockets, but also you got Israel being run by people doing agent provocation. Right? The problem, you're not going to like this, Jim, can't be solved by a constitution like, you know, Mark Levin and Sebastian Gorka were pontificating how we don't need to go to violence to stop the election steal. Our constitution's going to prevent it. That's BS, Jim. Evil men have to be stopped by men with guns. It's going to take force. And as long as the people in, you know, Palestinian territories cannot stand up to the thugs there, and the Israeli people can't stand up to the thugs there, this is going to continue. So you see what I'm getting at? The real issue of 2020 all across the globe is that the majority of people are nihilists, right? That they believe just you die, the lights go out, right? Get along, get as much as you can, and then your life is over. So rules, procedures, laws, these things don't have any weight with these people. They just say it's all, they just roll their eyes. So when you and I go into these long, you know, presentations, they just roll their eyes and just go, whatever. Yeah, they're doing it. You know, if you're not cheating, you're not trying hard enough. You understand, they're going to say, well, Israelis are just defending themselves. If they weren't doing agent provocateuring, they wouldn't be trying enough. In other words, there's a complete moral collapse in the world today. That's why we're in the age of despair, where nihilism has infected everything. It's like nobody wants to think about any details. They don't want to uphold any laws. They just all think it's arbitrary. So I don't know if I said it on the show, but Biden and Harris should be arrested for for hoaxing. From the date, the day after the election, to January 6th, they claimed that they were the elect without any justification, more, you know, legal, governmental justification. That's a hoax. That's a federal felony crime that bars them from holding any government office. Now, I explained this to Sebastian Gorka, who's an asshole, who personally has no qualms about individual misconduct. And he rolled his eyes at the whole thing. And that's the example of what I'm saying, is that you've got people that are nihilists, just think and just get away with what you can in this life. They have no stomach for details. When Biden and Harris should be arrested for hoaxing. And I'm not even talking about the election steal. Their hoaxing is worthy of them being arrested and removed from office that they're holding illegally. But there's no stomach for this in this country right now. You see what I mean? If you're a nihilist, you just don't give a crap about anything.
Well, Mike, I don't think that's quite right. I think that the enforcement of the laws falls to the executive branch. And when the executive branch is controlled by Biden and Harris, even though their occupancy of that position is illegitimate, I mean, the theft of this election was massive and overwhelming, though the mainstream wants to deny it. Most Americans suspect it. A very large majority, I think, recognize something was completely wrong with the 2020 election. But the mechanism for enforcing the law, which has clearly been broken here, is up to the executive branch. And when the executive branch is actually covering for the culprits, for the criminals, in this case for Biden and Harris, the inevitable situation would be a stalemate at best and a cover-up at worst. And we're seeing some combination thereof.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought this up. You're not going to like this, but I've got to call a spade a spade. Trump wimped out as a pussy, and he was in a position to arrest those guys. But Trump always wants to be the nice guy, the good cop. That's okay. Then you better have a really bad cop. And he never had a bad cop as attorney general. So him not wanting to uphold the law shows that he didn't understand he's president of the United States, not Donald Trump, a personality being president of the United States. When you're president of the United States, you've got to uphold the law, period, even if it makes you look like you're just being a selfish pig. He never arrested any high-level Illuminati during his 4 years, and he certainly didn't arrest Biden and Harris for the election hoax. You understand? That's a flaw in Trump.
Now, Mike, you must be turning away from the mic because your voice is going in and out. You want to stay closer to the mic so we can hear every word. I mean, you're making a lot of arguments, and they have a lot of force, but it's distracting when we cannot hear you consistently. So continue to make your case, what Trump did not do that he should have done.
He should have arrested, we'll start with Whoopi Goldberg, had a T-shirt showing his head being blown off. She should have been arrested for sedition because she's attacking the office of President of the United States, not Donald Trump. He took everything like it's a personal thing, and that's wrong. You become President of the United States, you need to act like President of the United States, POTUS, not Donald Trump. The venue is President of the United States. You understand? Trump didn't ever understand it. I don't think he understands it now. She should have been arrested.
But what you're saying, of course, is that while he was occupying the office, he had to treat attacks upon him not as personal attacks, but as attacks upon the office that he held, and that he had an obligation and responsibility to handle those attacks on the office that he held in an appropriate and forceful fashion under the law. And I agree with you that as long as every measure that was taken against Whoopi Goldberg and a host of others, Madonna was talking about dreaming and blowing up the White House. We had this other woman carrying a severed head of Donald Trump. I agree. All of those ought to have been subject to investigation and prosecution. I agree with all of that. And he was, as you say, too permissible about it. He let it go so that he wouldn't be taking, so as not to appear to be taking personal offense. But what they were doing was disrespectful of the office and denigrating, and ought to have been prosecuted. And about that, I think you're right, Mike. I think you're right.
And what happened is it created an atmosphere that built, you know, worse and worse during that 4 years he was in, to the point that they could pull a stunt like the election steal, because the little things he wouldn't uphold. You know, Rudy Giuliani knew that. When he was mayor of New York City, he said the way you stop murders is you got to stop the atmosphere of criminality, you know, the panhandling and the prostitution. You got to not have those little crimes being tolerated. And that's how he cleaned up New York City. Trump doesn't understand that. And I say it in the present tense because I don't think he understands it. I think he sees himself as a shady businessman, and he's not in a position to arrest anybody. If that's how you feel, you better have, like, you know, Elliot Ness as your attorney general. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to do that, and he didn't do that, you got to uphold the office, and you got to uphold the laws of the country.
And so, well, I've long believed that his greatest weakness as an independent coming into office without being a member of a party, basically, was that he did not have a standing administration to enter the government with him, persons in whom he could have confidence by knowledge of their background, ability, and integrity. Because without any doubt, a very large percentage of those who wound up in the Trump administration were actually anti-Trumpers who were working against him and seeking to sabotage his best efforts, which in my opinion were manifestly in the best interests of the American people, such as improving relations with Russia. What could be more desirable than the world's two great nuclear powers being on cordial terms, which he was eager to promote, but where there were massive efforts to sabotage him right from scratch.
Right, and that is a functional problem that we need to face. This secular humanistic worship of the U.S. Constitution, and even worse, the Declaration of Independence, with that awful, all men created equal and pursuit of happiness, when John Locke said it was life, liberty, and property. All of this crap is lulled the normies, the 40%ers, to sleep, thinking they don't have to vigorously fight evil. And the Founding Fathers said, you know, don't be thinking that. All of these things, you know, that we put in play fail. You better be willing, better be ready to take up arms. And so I call that Plan D. I think I was on your show before, and I said Plan A would be the states not going with the fraudulent votes, and B and C. Plan D would be arresting these people. If you're not willing and able to citizens arrest these deep state Illuminati swamp creatures, then it's on the Plan E, which would be leave the federal government, protect it, and start over again. Because if you're not willing to clean the swamp, then you need to leave the swamp. I mean, that's just logic. And I think America right now is in shock. We're in a moral collapse situation with the election steal. And people don't want to face the reality that the U.S. Constitution isn't going to live our lives for us. And it failed. It did not stop an election steal. All of these verbiages in the Constitution aren't going to mean squat. The nihilists, you know, nihilists, whichever way you want to pronounce it, people who don't believe in anything. If you die, the lights go out. Those people have no morality at all. So even the functional morality of avoiding nuclear war with Russia means nothing to the nihilist if the country is run by thugs, you know, sociopath Illuminati thugs who want to depopulate the globe by 6.5 billion people. They need that nuclear war, which leads me to my next point. You will see that the weak Hoe Zeiden, you know, I spell it H-O-E-X-I-D-E-N, Hoe Zeiden illegal administration, has egged on Russia to see if it could do some more land grab in the Ukraine, right? China to annex Taiwan. And now we're just seeing Israel saying, hey, can we take the Temple Mount? What's going to happen? You know, they're testing the waters. When you got a guy who's senile, which is what the Illuminati want, you know, misrunning the White House, you're going to have World War III. That's where we're headed. And they want it. They want 6.5 billion people gone. You know, Georgia Guidestones. We've had this discussion before. You said, Mike, don't you think they got to keep us around, at least keep the streets clean? Probably don't need as many as they want to admit. I think they need about a billion people at least. But the Georgia Guidestones want us to go down to 500 million on the whole planet.
Well, Mike, you got it all right. I think you're making some excellent, excellent points, and that Trump ought to have done more early on to go after those who are critiquing him. I think he was so used as a private party to just allow those things to take place as water off a duck's back. He didn't recognize the role he had to play as president. So I think your points are well taken. We got a break here, Mike, and we'll come back with Mike Sparks right after this break.
Grab something to drink real quick. Maybe my
throat. Sure. Still
that. All right, bye.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Just to throw a few more considerations into the hopper here and talking about this Israeli-Palestinian thing, I believe that we're seeing a payoff here for Israel going all in for Joe Biden during the election. It was a really stunning development after the largesse Donald Trump had shown toward Israel by moving the American embassy to Jerusalem, declaring the Golan Heights to be Israeli territory, defunding the Palestinian agency that assisted the refugee agency assisting Palestinians, and even, I found this most outrageous, redefining anti-Semitism by executive order to include criticism of the policies and actions of the government of Israel, which was a blatant violation of our First Amendment rights. I was very critical of Trump on those grounds, though I believe on many others he's done very good things for America. But I believe Bibi and his allies knew they couldn't slaughter Palestinians in Gaza with an all-out contrived attack like this if Trump were president. So they wanted a feeble, incompetent guy like Joe Biden, who's a pushover, and really basically under their control, their Zionist control in the office. In addition, I don't think this ceasefire would be taking place were it not for developments like the following. Kuwaiti protesters burn Israeli flag, reject normalization deals. Here are a couple of paragraphs. Hundreds of Kuwaitis demonstrated Wednesday in support of Palestinians and burned an Israeli flag to protest the bombardment of Gaza after authorities allowed the rally to proceed despite coronavirus restrictions. Protesters who were only granted access to a main square on foot to limit their numbers chanted "Death to Israel" and held banners rejecting normalization accords struck by the United Arab Emirates in Bahrain to forge ties with Israel. Here's another, in some ways even more striking. Pakistani MP calls for nuking Jewish state. Foreign adversaries around the world are wading into the conflict in Gaza to denounce Israel's right to self-defense, with some openly calling for the use of nuclear weapons against the Jewish state. Pakistan accused Israel of war crimes in a United Nations Security Council statement, but some officials are urging direct aggression Pakistani member of parliament, Maulana Chitrail, advocated in a Tuesday televised speech for full-blown jihad against Israel, even urging the use of nuclear weapons to assist the terror group. Well, when it said to assist, I mean, I regard Israel as the terrorist group, not even Hamas, though it appears to be a fake terrorist group, just as Edward Henry, I think, has nailed it right on the head. Mike, your thoughts about any of the above?
Well, you have that problem if you do the agent provocateur thing, that you end up provoking more than you can chew. And that's exactly what Israel has done here. And they should have taken the moral high ground and said, look, we're not going to racketeer this Arab-Israeli conflict like we could. As you know, an underhanded James Bond East, you know, spy craft.
Mike, you're losing your mic again. You got to stay right with the mic.
Okay,
go
right
ahead.
You can't do that. Nation state can't run by James Bond. The whole country cannot be two-faced. You know, say one thing in public and mean something that way, and then actually have a real intent and meaning and goal of something.
Mike, your mic is going in and out again. I do not understand why, but I mean, you know, sometimes you're perfectly clear, and then we cannot even hear what you're saying.
We're gonna try something else here. Give me a second here.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna put it right next to my ear. How's this sound?
Good. It sounds fine. Go ahead.
Okay. A nation state can't have the entire national life run by spycraft. That's what Israel's doing. That despicable lack of gratitude shown to President Trump is just – it's just despicable. At some point, you have to draw the line and say, I'm going to do the moral right thing and take my lumps. Because that's what makes life worth living. It's more like a Dennis Prager kind of talk. But he's right. You got to draw the line and stop doing the dirty trick that gives you temporary, immediate tactical advantage, we'll say, right? You've got to do the right thing because that's the goal. The goal, isn't it, right, to live life openly without, ulterior motives, right? And if you're for peace, then you need to be for peace. And that means if the people that are attacking you need to build character, which I think they do, then you need to say economic development in the Palestinian territories, 2 years of national service, so that those 40% people there can stand up to the thugs in their area. And in Israel, that same thing applies. The people that know better have done national service in Israel. They got to throw people like Netanyahu out because the guys, it's just disgusting that he showed no gratitude to President Trump. And then after all he did for him, and then he threw his weight behind this guy that he knows is a liar. He's an Illuminati liar. And it also shows that Netanyahu is an Illuminati member. There's only 11 million Illuminati members worldwide, according to a defector. A Belgian banker defected, and he said there's 11 million Illuminati members in the world. How is the world of 7 billion letting these 11 million psychosociopaths ruin the whole planet? Why don't they get some AR-15 pitchforks and put an end to this crap? Did you hear me?
Yeah. Of course, Mike, you know, with your background in the military, you may be more inclined to move toward, solutions that involve some kind of resort taking up arms and
make a citizen's arrest. You don't have to kill them.
Yeah, and we know from the Declaration of Independence, for example, that a people when subjected to tyranny are entitled to take up arms and to change their form of government. And I have not ruled that out in this case. I mean, so much damage is being done to the United States now it is so massive, it's so overwhelming by Biden-Harris. So many of their policies are bizarre. They've let the border just flood in. They're doing everything they can to attack Trump. They're even seeking to bring criminal charges. They orchestrated the January 6th intrusion at the Capitol. There's no doubt about it. I've done a great deal of research. Nancy Pelosi controls the Capitol Police. We even had a letter published by CNN saying they know the author. Well, I suspect the author of the letter was Nancy Pelosi. I mean, right. These Democrats. The Democrats, Mike, I never thought I'd see this in my lifetime, because I've considered myself historically to be a JFK FDR Democrat. I believe in the social safety network. I believe in Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, unemployment insurance, workman's compensation. But I've never seen such despicable actions and, defunding the police, give me a break. Releasing felons onto the street, give me a break. They're committing so many actions that are damaging to the United States. I find it completely disgusting. The most concise way to put it is the Democrat Party has gone full socialist communist. And I honestly never thought I would use language like that to describe an American political party. But that's where it stands today with these people. It is just disgusting beyond words.
Yeah, but let me give you an example and show that it's actual enemy action. If you're a liberal, right, you believe people are basically good, that they're, you don't believe in the 25-40-35 split. You believe like a 90-10. Like most people, 90% are good and there's the 10% bad. Okay. That's lowballing evil, but let's just assume that's what a liberal believes. That means if you're having problems with Russia, you talk it out, right? You don't say we're going to go to nuclear war, we want to go to war with Russia. How can Hillary Clinton suddenly be a warmonger with Russia if she's a liberal? Liberals don't believe in that. They believe you should talk things out. That shows to me that she's under direct Illuminati deep state control. Basically, they weren't making enough money with the GWAT racket, the global war for corporate error. Wasn't bringing in enough money. So they made a decision at one of their dry erase board meetings, Bilderberg meetings, when they're not doing an orgy over there in the West Coast, whatever they had a meeting, they said, we're going to change our tack here. We're going to make Russia the bad guy again. We're going to rack up industrial production for future war, yada, 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 right? They changed their script. And then suddenly Hillary Clinton is now Miss Warmonger with Russia. That's proof of enemy action. It's not necessarily that she's become a nihilist. I think she's always been a nihilist. But the nihilism is what they feed the sheeple, the average American. There's nothing to live for. Just get by with what you can to create, maximum room for themselves. But I think they're getting their marching orders from the Rothschild Illuminati or the Rockefeller Illuminati. You know what I mean? One group panders to type A personalities with pro-nation state worship. That would be the neocons, the Rockefeller. And then the others, hug a tree. We're going to die in 12 years, which I say Ocasio-Cortez, call me and let's go make some babies. Okay, if you really think we're going to die. Try to put a little humor in there, but I think she's an attractive lady. But she means well, but she's wrong, got her fat wrong facts. The thing is that they're under orders. You know what I mean? There's no logic. If you're a liberal, you're not going to suddenly one day say, "Let's go have a nuclear exchange with Russia," right?
Here's a report from the head of the United Nations. If there is a hell on earth, it is the lives of children in Gaza. Get this. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Thursday he is deeply concerned by Israel's continued demolitions and evictions in the West Bank, calling all settlement activity is illegal under international law. Why it matters? Violence between Israel and Hamas erupted after Israeli forces began forcibly evicting Palestinian families during the last days of Ramadan. The crisis has killed at least 208 Palestinians and 12 in Israel, including at least 61 Palestinian children and 2 in Israel, according to the United Nations. What he is saying. The fighting has left thousands of Palestinians homeless and forced over 50,000 people to leave their homes and seek shelter in UN refugee schools, mosques, and other places with little access to water, food, hygiene, or health services, he stated at a UN General Assembly meeting. Airstrikes have damaged several hospitals, which were already short of supplies, due to years of debilitating closures exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic. If there is a hell on earth, it is the lives of children in Gaza, he said. I urge the Israeli authorities to abide by the laws governing armed conflict, including the proportionate use of force. Guterres also condemned Hamas rockets, which have reached as far as Tel Aviv and its suburbs, and warned that this conflict creates an environment that's ripe for exploitation by radicals and extremists. He ended by reiterating the need to allow for a two-state solution, adding that UN officials will undertake diplomatic efforts within the region and with international parties to secure an end to the violence. Let me just observe that they're committing so many war crimes in Gaza. Bombing infrastructure is a violation of international law. Bombing hospitals is a violation of international law. Bombing schools is a violation of international law. And when the UN Security Council sought to condemn these illegal activities, they were blocked by the United States. Mike, I find this just disgraceful, and it's hardly the first time. The United States again and again has acted to preserve the right of the bully on the block to brutalize the Palestinians. It's outrageous.
Right, but I'm trying to point the actual culprit here is the enemy action of the Illuminati. The Illuminati have control of the White House right now, and they're going to block anything that is going to stop their agenda, which is that they want to take the Temple Mount. But let me show you a solution. If you had moral people with some vigor, you would put an armored peacekeeping force, maybe peacemaking force, into Gaza, get those kids out of the areas where they're being bombed, stop by that force any rockets, and then take away the wind out of the sails of the Israeli provocation, that's the word I need. You would nullify the provocation because you put a force wedge in between the two combatants that isn't going to get itself hurt because they're in tracked armored vehicles, and they're going to basically smother the conflict. You're not seeing anybody calling for that. They're just doing the normal pussy normie stuff. Oh, please, Israel, stop being mean. Oh, please, Hamas, stop being mean. That's just a ignorance of human nature. If you want to stop thugs, you've got to be tougher than the thugs. Sorry. Elliot Ness, Kevin Costner,
But it's so much worse when the United States is providing cover and not allowing, just criticism to be directed at Israel, whom we falsely present to be our friend and ally, when Israel has committed atrocities against the United States again and again and again, where the attack on the USS Liberty in 1967 and more recently the events of 9/11, which were perpetrated in order to draw the American forces into the Middle East so Israel could use our military to take out the modern Arab states that served as a counterbalance to its domination of the entire region.
And right, eventually, but the problem there is, Jim, that the enemy action is coming from our own people, the Rockefeller Illuminati or the European Rothschild Illuminati are making the orders. So in other words, we can't just censor Israel. We've got, frankly, we ought to just arrest all the 11 million Illuminati. It would be one solution, but if you're not going to do that, then you would lower in the, you know, escalation of force would be to put an armored blocking force into Gaza, get the kids out of the kill zone, stop the rockets, and then stop the excuses. You understand what I'm saying? There's a escalation of options here. The ultimate would be to destroy the Illuminati, you know, making these orders, right? If we're not willing to do that, then we need to lower on the evil river, you know, upstream. We're going to have to solve it farther downstream, meaning we're not going to leave the Illuminati intact for now. We're just going to stop the kids being killed. Then you're going to have to do more than just words. You're going to have to put military force there to stop any rockets being shot, get them in an armored vehicle and move them to a safe place. We did that in World War II, got the kids out of England. You knew that, right? During the Blitz, they took all the children out of London and put them in the countryside of England. Michael Caine was one of them. It was, you know, relocated for safety reasons. There's a lot of precedents for this, and the UN's got to show some muscle to do it. And I don't see them doing it. You know why? Because everyone's a nihilist. They know that if you send a UN force like that in, or Russian force did it, doesn't matter who's doing it. If someone's going to do this Good Samaritan act, there are going to be people in that force are going to die. But that's life. If you want to fight evil, you're going to have to take some losses. And I think this world we live in right now is full of nihilists. They want good things to happen, and they're not willing to pay for it. That's pretty harsh, isn't it?
Mike, I want everyone to know that we're taking calls this second hour, the number 540-352-4452, 540-352-4452. Edward Henry, by the way, has also done a lot of brilliant work on the COVID pandemic, where he and John Rappaport have been particularly effective in pointing out how they have been running up the numbers by simply reclassifying cases of the flu, for example, as though they were COVID. As I have previously reported, while there were 38 million cases of flu last year, it miraculously disappeared to less than 2,000 cases of flu this year, but we had roughly 38 million new cases of COVID. All they did was relabeling. So I'm quite a fan of Edward Henry and his work, and have published a number of blogs which he authored, and gladly, I think this one is especially telling because there does appear to be every reason to think Hamas is just a stooge for Israel and creates pretext for Israel to assail the Palestinians in Gaza and expand its control over the region and the population. I find it all disgusting. We had the Palestinian issue as the greatest human rights issue of the 20th century. And now it's the greatest human rights issue of the 21st century as well, it would appear. Although overshadowed in certain respects by the complete coronavirus fraud on which I have been reporting so frequently. Mike, I'd like your take too about coronavirus and how that's been used to manipulate the American people. But let me reiterate, call in 540-352-4452. Mitchell will field your call with questions for Mike Sparks or me about all the issues we've been talking about, though it's been primarily Israel and Palestine, but also the Illuminati and who really controls the world, where I suspect Mike agrees that this coronavirus pandemic is fraudulent and intended to usher in the Great Reset that will give a tiny number a tiny number, a very small group. I wouldn't put Illuminati at anything like 11 million, Mike. I would put it like maybe 11,000. I think it's a much, much smaller group to control the whole world, where they want to reduce the world's population to less than 500 million, to around 500 million in accordance with the Georgia Guidestones. Go ahead.
Remember, I'm just saying what that guy, the Belgian banker, said. He said 11 million. Just reporting what he said. 11 million Illuminati members worldwide. That's still a small number, and there's no excuse for us not to go arrest all of them. You know, make a list of who they are and arrest them. But to get back to the sophistication of what you're talking about, I think we lose the debate when we get bogged down in the numbers. I know I did a little test case with my significant other here, and we started clashing on the numbers of the COVID. We need to get fraud vitiates everything. The American people and us, the conscience stewards, need to get a grip on FVE and say, look, there's fraud there. Your numbers and my numbers may not agree. They shouldn't agree. I mean, they're numbers, but there's fraud there. That means you throw everything out. And that's the better way to go about this than trying to play Banachek, Agatha Christie, you know, Sherlock Holmes, and get a complete airtight explanation of, you know, very large problem. So, but let me give you a direct answer. If this was 1941 and COVID, China flu happened, FDR would have declared war on China on December 8th. You know, China flu is man-made by China. That's an act of war. I mean, am I missing something here? But if you're a nihilist country, you don't want to go to war ever for anything. So you tolerate, you know, again, it's the fraud vitiate things. I don't want to get quibbling on the numbers. We'll say 300,000 Americans have been murdered by the Chinese virus. Okay?
Mike, stand by, stand by. We'll be back right after this break with Mike Sparks.
How many Americans have been killed by
food? You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon?
Okay.
That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities. And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
That the Capitol will ever treat us fairly. You are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Mike, I was opening a new avenue of discourse here in relation to the COVID pandemic, where, you know, you were talking about declaring war on China, and there are analyses according to which it may even have originated at Fort Detrick, Maryland, before it was shut down, then moved to Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where I myself taught for a year, and then to the Wuhan lab, where Fauci provided $3.7 million under Obama for gain-of-function research. But there's also the line of argument that says the effects here of what's supposed to be a pandemic are not manifest in a way they would be if it were real. I did my first lengthy study back, maybe May, a year ago, on the coronavirus, and pointed out how, following the lead of Ole Domegaard, that in 15 European countries, there was no increase in mortality in spite of the allegedly raging pandemic. That hospitals where there were supposed to be overwhelmed with victims were virtually empty. Turns out they were paying here in the United States hospitals to declare patients to be COVID 13 grand, if put them on ventilator, 39 grand. A new study coming out from Johns Hopkins suggested no increase in any age group in relation to the past year or so. We've had no increase in oxygen tank sales or IV stands and drips. Even the insurance industry hasn't altered its premiums, which it would do of necessity if there were some influx of new deaths because of the pandemic. In other words, I think there's at least as much evidence that the whole thing's a fraud as that it is real. But I certainly respect your argument, however you want to take it. Go for it.
Right. I would say that we're having a problem with ascertaining reality. Yeah, I've talked about this on your show, reality fraud, constantly, that we are so detached from objective physical reality by the mentalism of computers in this day and age. We were in the disinformation age from 1995 to 2020, and now we're in the age of despair. During that zeitgeist, we basically have lost touch with physical reality. You got people who think that you could be in your car and an airliner flies over and you can see people in the windows of the airliner screaming. That's not possible. Get off your ass, get in a car, find an airport that you can drive your car right next to the flight path where the plane's landing. You'll see, you can't see squat. You cannot see, you can see the window. That's it. You can't see anyone in the damn window screaming. So these are fundamental problems of a society that's completely wimpified, pussified, introverted by mental gadgetry. The older generation had a handle of a skyscraper, when it catches on fire, made of steel and concrete, does it collapse? No, it doesn't. Why? Because I've seen it happen. I fought the fire. You see what I'm saying? We have a society of wimps that are just out of touch with physical laws of physics of things. So it's entirely possible that we're having to rely on electronic reports to state that there's 600,000 American dead, which is the equivalent, you know, of the Civil War dead from the China flu. Who's to say what's real or not? I do think we need to first put it in the bubble, you know, the balloon, pop the bubble with FVE. Fraud vitiates everything. Pop. Not to stop everything. Stop your cries for, let's say, calling, you know, for a war with China, or we're just going to be huddled in our houses forever. Pop that balloon. Some kind of fraud's going here. That we know. The next mechanism we need is called inquests. We don't do inquests in the United States. You know, I talked about it before in the show. We need to have a national inquest. Whenever there's a national event that's going to determine the course and direction of our whole country, we need to have the best minds that we have, and all the facts need to be brought forward. Our American system, I don't want to say justice, but for lack of a better word, our American system of injustice is binary, and it's absurd. John Adams insists that you must find somebody to accuse before you even figure out what happened. No, we need an inquisitorial system of justice, where we first find out what the hell happened, and then we can go charge W. Bush and Cheney and all those jerks. But this idea that we can't move until we have an airtight case enough to get W. Bush, it'll never be airtight enough to get that piece of crap. You understand? That's a quibble. Even in the damn movie, Willy Wonka and the Charlie Factory, before they went to the Charlie Factory, they had a written document, a contract that got into smaller and smaller and smaller print, and everyone had to sign it. Raoul Dahl realized this in a nitpicking scam, you know, back in 1970. And it's only gotten worse, you know, because we have computers now to put fine print that you never even see. But you see what I'm getting at? We need to stop getting bogged down with the fine print, because that's playing their game. We need to say, this is fraud, vitiates everything. Pop that bubble. We're not doing anything till we get to the bottom of this. And then create a public inquest, not some Kissinger-shared BS whitewash show, right? Like the 9/11 Commission. It was Zelikow. You love that guy. You're a professional liar, propagandist. No, it's got to be a citizen-run subject matter expert. That would be you. You're an expert in the field of philosophy. Okay, that's a compliment. You would be on that national inquest. You know what I'm saying? You need to have a public inquest to find out what happened if we have the time. You know, obviously, if nuclear missiles are coming at us, we've only got 15 minutes of warning, you know, from a land-based intercontinental ballistic missile. But not everything is that. We've got the time. We should have figured out what happened to 9/11 before we did a damn thing. You know, the fact that we already had plans to invade Afghanistan shows that it's a scam, right?
Yeah, of course. And then what's it's another case where because the executive is in charge of investigations, they won't investigate when it's going to lead back to themselves as a party's responsible. I mean, we saw it with JFK. We see it with 9/11. Now we see it with a January 6th commission where they want to bring Philip Zelikow, who is the executive director.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You serious? They want to bring that guy back?
I'm serious. And Mike, he's perfect. He may, I believe Zelikow actually wrote the script for 9/11, okay? His area of expertise in the academy before he came into government was the creation and maintenance of public myths, M-Y-T-H-S. So who better to put in charge of the 9/11 commission than the guy who wrote the script? You know, he had completed an outline of the 9/11 commission report a year before he shared it with any member of the staff. And I think that's because he had scripted the whole damn thing. For all I know, he may have had a role scripting January 6th. Well, we know the Capitol Police were being very accommodating. They were taking selfies.
Come on
with
in.
Yep. I have a video where you can see there are managers and directors telling those in the crowd where to go, what to do, all the way up to the shooting of Ashley Babbitt, which appears to be staged. I don't think it was real. She doesn't have blood. There ought to have been copious blood. She didn't receive suitable medical attention. She was carried out by her shoulders and her feet, not on a stretcher. And, of course, we have James, a brother of John Sullivan, reporting that his brother John, well known as an Antifa leader, who was photographed at the Capitol on January 6th wearing Trump gear, led 226 Antifa members into the Capitol in order to disrupt the discussion of election fraud. Mike, the mainstream never mentioned it wasn't to upset the counting of the votes. That's Nancy Pelosi's propaganda. It was to disrupt the discussion of election fraud, which she wanted above all else.
Right.
Of course,
this is all in the World War II playbook. When Hitler invaded Poland, he had German soldiers wear Polish uniforms and pretend like they were attacking a German outpost. This is just a standard operating procedure that the American people are unaware of because they don't read history. They don't read at all. They just don't know how life is lived. The American people need 2 years of national service just to get a handle on reality.
Oh, Mike, I agree. I was discussing just yesterday how Nixon abolished a draft to do away with the anti-war movement, and he certainly took the wind out of the sails. But as a consequence, American families no longer care about issues of war and peace because they know they have no skin in the game. Their sons and daughters aren't going to have their lives at risk. And we've developed a whole generation that's never had any military experience, no sense of responsibility, no imposition of discipline. We've got a really slack group, a generation here that I think could rise to the occasion if there were a mass invasion. They would have no idea what to do. They wouldn't know their a-hole from their elbow. It's really
They don't have any life coping kinetic skills.
Yes.
And they don't understand basic kinetics. You know, life.
I agree.
It's very frustrating. You know, I could teach anyone how to shoot in 10 minutes. I've done it. I ran a shooting range. But you've got to be there in person to do it. I can't work miracles, do everything by a Zoom call, you know? And we have a society that wants to live life, you know, why staycation, AWOL, you know? So you have, you know, the fraud has to be due diligence. Generation doesn't even know what that is. By an inquest, these details need to be done and, you know, researched by people who do have that vigor. And then once the determination's made, there's got to be some muscle. They got to arrest Zelikows and W. Bushes and Cheneys. And because everyone's a nihilist, there are various ways of dodging it. I believe that Biden and Harris could have robbed the liquor store and killed the clerk, and nothing would have been done to them, even if they got caught on tape doing it, because they're running for office. And what kind of crap is that? That's how morally bankrupt we are in the United States. We just will not uphold anything because we, you know, the nihilist thinks that what's the point? They'll say, what's the point, Mike? It's like, why get out of bed?
You know, here's another, here's another report, by the way. Analysis of Havers shows, this is, you know, the self-reporting system that only records about 1% of the adverse reactions to these shots. COVID shots are likely cause of death, spontaneous abortions, cardiovascular, neurological, and immunological adverse events. The material circulating these days exposes the death experiment against humanity in the divine judgment form of pestilence, disease, plague. Seems to have not only an increasing number of medical types now joining the debunking side of the discussion with her expose article studies and interviews, but also an increasing number of students, people who know or at least suspect they're being lied to and are looking for competent sources of information. We're just getting a whole lot going on here, Mike, that the problem isn't the coronavirus. The problem is the vaccines, which, of course, include this mRNA technology that actually changes your DNA. I mean, it's just stunning what's going on here. Incidentally,
yeah, the thing is, it's spy craft. This is all spy craft, dirty tricks on a massive scale.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, elaborate. Elaborate on that.
You got in World War II. This is a classic example of Britain capturing a German bomber, putting bombs in it, integrating it in the bomber stream coming from Germany, having their bomber, their fake German bomber, bomb the wrong factory, having the Germans follow it to bomb the wrong factory, to send the message back to bomb the wrong factory. To do it, they had to kill some of their own people. So handle that one, normie. Your average normie couldn't handle that. You have to kill some of your own people to save more of your own people. You know, it's all this dirty trick stuff. They're just not up to understanding it.
Well, you're absolutely right that those who have studied history, you know, political history, political military, false flags and conspiracies, are well aware that they're recycling techniques that have proven successful in the past again and again and again. I mean, it's really insulting.
Given the solution to it, the solution would be to pop that bubble and say, stop FVE, fraud vitiates everything. That we know. So basically, don't take the vaccine. I mean, how many more Henry Aarons have to die, right?
Yes.
Don't do it.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so that, I call that being a refusenik. I mean, if you've got your train and it's headed down the tracks to a bridge out and you're going to go over the cliff, first thing you do is get off the damn train, put the brakes on. You know, get off this train, I'm getting off. Just a matter of personal survival. And I've got a webpage. I got a video that shows you how to do it. You can go to bitchute.com. Dynamic Para 007, since YouTube didn't like my anti-woketard, they burned down my Dynamic Para 2 YouTube channel. So I had to spend the last 2 months uploading videos. But you go to BitChute, Dynamic Para 007, I'm not asking you for a damn penny. I do this all as public service for you, as my reasonable service to you, listener. I love you. God, I hate saying that, but unless you're Eva Green, then that's okay. But I'm doing it because I care about you, so I put all these videos up. I have one that shows you how to say no to the vaccine. You know what I mean? The technological thing. It's got this in it, and it's not been this and this, and, you know, it's just the technical garbage, technical Yeah.
Mike, I'm in the unusual position of having a producer who himself has his own shows. He's active in politics and has a lot of insights as to what's going on. Mitchell, please do join the conversation with me and Mike Sparks. Your thoughts.
Okay. Hey, there we are. I think I got myself on. Hey, how y'all doing? Yeah, I was just watching, you know, I'm always looking news and information and stuff. And a Georgia judge has decided to unseal the Fulton County ballots and allow experts to examine the ballots. The county had tried to send just images, but the images were only at 200 DPI dots per inch or whatever. They were just such a low resolution.
Nice, dirty
they
trick.
Were forensically useless. And yes, just like in Arizona, there's major discrepancies that have already been found, but the media won't cover it.
It's a dirty trick in the details. You know, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory showed it in 1970. If you see that beginning when they're joining the, you know, the chocolate factory, he's got a contract on the wall, and the print gets smaller, 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 to where you can't read it. And he said, just sign it. You want to see the chocolate factory or not? That's exactly what they're saying. Do you want the vaccine or not? Do you want this election or not?
But I'll give you a lottery. I'll give you a lottery ticket. I'll give you a lottery ticket.
Yeah, I'll give you a lottery ticket.
Mitchell, do you think the American people could understand and appreciate why reinstating the draft is important to the national security of the United States? Honestly, I think it was a calamity that the consequences of abolishing the draft have been almost wholly negative, and actually they have become so profound by producing generations of young people who are not only not being well educated in the public schools, but have no sense of discipline, no responsibility. I mean, in the past, military services also functioned as a training ground for many careers in a whole wide range of diverse fields. And all that seems to have been completely lost. Could the public, do you think, be convinced that this would be a good thing?
No, I think the older generation's got to put their foot down. They can do it. They have the power to do one act of public change that they can mandate it to the younger people, and they just got to bite their tongue, and they'll thank you later. But this older generation didn't do national service, and they're not willing to take the hypocrisy thing head on and just say, I was wrong. We should have done national service. We didn't. We're going to start. We got to draw the line somewhere. We got to start with you. And of course, you know, the older generation, please do 2 years of national service if you can. We got to start somewhere and get reconnected to kinetic reality. And one of them is, like your caller brought out, is the dirty trick of the fine print. That's just the standard wool of your eyes thing that if people are in, you know, national service, they're going to get real world experience with a contract. You know what I mean? They're going to need to look at that contract real closely before they sign their name, you know, for the 2 years of national service. That this is a good learning event. None of this is happening if you're playing video games in your mom's basement. Now, Eva Green is in the video game. I'd give it a pass, but okay, she's not.
Mitchell, your thoughts about reinstating the draft. It seemed to me.
Oh, gosh. Let's see. Well, 40% of millennials and youth would prefer or try communism. that's sad but true, Mike. Now we have, you know, critical race theory and other, you know, social justice progressive ideologies that have they've been incorporated into the military, or at least they're trying to right now. You know, that's just another indoctrination training center if it turns that way. I mean,
yeah, it would have to be a non-woke into the liberal military.
So there you, the problem there is you have the militant liberal in there now doing activeness, active instead of, you know, the real black shirts, the KKK Klantifa. It's real crazy. I said this morning on my morning show, Mike, what we have is Gone with the Wind syndrome. Yeah, Gone with the Wind syndrome, where, you know, the Democrats wanted to own slaves. They burnt the South to the ground. And today, all the slaves are their victims still, worshiping on the plantation. I mean, that's why I called it Gone with the Wind syndrome. I don't know what else you could call it, because Stockholm syndrome was taken.
Yeah, right. The Stockholm syndrome's been taken. Yeah, it's a situation where they've geographically located where the center population centers of the Civil War were frozen in place. Like I always ask, where are all these people coming from? Why is Birmingham so populated? It doesn't have a beach. It doesn't have mountains. There's no physical. Nobody takes a vacation to Birmingham, Alabama, right? Unless Eva Green's there. Okay. But you know, no one's taking a vacation there. They were placed there at the end of the Civil War, you know, and they haven't moved. There's no social mobility in the United States. Oh, how can you say that, Mike? Everyone's got a car. You know what I mean? We should have a high-speed train system in the United States. You should be able to pick up your tent and relocate anywhere in the country in a day. The Illuminati don't want that.
Not only that, but now a 2x4 is $40.
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell is that?
You can't even build a shack. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well, no, it's deliberate. Read that weapons, silent weapons for quiet wars document. They've got it down to mathematical formulas. The Illuminati have got, formulas.
We'll be right back with Mike Sparks and Mitchell Buck.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it, that the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes, that Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
We've now been joined by a regular caller to the show, Scaredy Cat. Give us your thoughts, Scaredy.
Hi, Jim and Mitch and Mike. I totally agree that President Trump, Donald John Trump, is our legitimate president. And we have to fight the stolen everything, not just election, but stolen decency, stolen goodness from all people and the stolen possessions that they have through hoaxes, like I call it the theftemic. And 3 points quickly, just kind of housekeeping ones. If Mike Sparks has a physical phone number for persons to talk instead of using electricity, the, you know, electricity and this big setup of computers, which we know every word we say, you know, automatically. Our American National Security Agency, I think, just wasn't there a recent law over the past couple of years written that it just goes to the Jews in Tel Aviv so that they can see, and unlike, you know, the kind of innocent peeping Tom we used to have, you know, who took a look at a lady undressing just because he's too shy to go have a wife of himself to ask for, you know, arrange for a wife for himself. And now we have this peeping Tom and sneaky culture. They might as well be, you know, sitting in our bathrooms, like listening to everything, looking at everything. And so does he have a physical phone number? And or if not, then just a physical paper address, even if it's a post office box, so I could write a letter.
That is correct. Yes, I do.
Thank you. Can you say it over the phone, or should I get it?
It would be a violation of OPSEC if I say it over the phone, because right now the we were broadcasting. If you just stay on with the producer, you can have it, yeah?
Great.
I'm not afraid of being kinetically, physically, you know, connected, not just electronically.
Yeah, I'm just very, very old-fashioned, and each time I would like go somewhere. I right now my charging wire has burnt out, and I think I will never buy another thing to charge my computer. But my children might force me because they might say, "Mom, you need a phone." Right now, I'm just using my mom's landline, so they might force me back on the computer. But right now, each time I press a button, I think I'm murdering a butterfly or a honeybee, and just I'd rather. Yes, we are modern, and we have to use modern tools, but I think people, like subconsciously or kind of dozingly, just assume just because we're using modern technology, we have to use it for everything. No, you know, we don't have to fly a rocket, as I said the other day, you don't have to fly a rocket ship up in space, you know, with tines and spikes, and to come down, crash into Earth, you know, to feed your baby a spoon of, a little bit of food. We can take my arm and I can spoon it into the baby. So same thing. I think it's a good idea for us to consciously start thinking what can be done naturally that doesn't use the computer. So I was
I used the word kinetic. Use the word kinetic when you described that.
Oh, okay. So I know kinetic. Normally, I'm my subject was math in school. So when you say kinetic, I think of the equations of motions, the kinematic.
No, that's good. Force equals mass times acceleration.
Yeah, and we used to jokingly call it the SVAT. You know, being squashed by SVAT, SVAT, displacement, velocity, acceleration, and time.
Scaredy, I'm especially interested in your take on what's going on in Gaza. I mean, it seems to me this is just horrific, more of the same, that Israel deserves the condemnation of the world, and the United States is abdicating its moral leadership by protecting Israel from justified criticism and condemnation.
Hello, this is Online Visibility Group calling with an urgent message. Your Google listing has been flagged for review. If you are the business owner...
What the hell?
That was me, Jim. A call came in, and that was it.
Wow. Well, have we still got Scaredy here, I hope?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead. Take it.
So we have to be, you know how people kind of get lost? So we're talking about Gaza particularly. But a lot of this public conversation goes back into excruciating detail about the past history. Yes, we need the historians to sift through details, as you have, in order to correct, you know, wrong ideas written down so that the wrong reality of the past should not be recorded. It should continuously be corrected. However, us, somebody like myself, just member of the general public, everybody has a different job. My job is mom. So I can't go into I shouldn't have to be like a historian. We should just look at the past in general terms in order to fix our idea of the truth and reality of what has happened so far, and instead look into excruciating detail in the present, which is, again, I admire you, Jim, and sorry, I'm not flattering you. I'm just telling you the truth, but yes, I am flattering you, I know. But also, you do the second thing is go into detail about analyzing the present. So, again, in the present, we need to look at the big picture, but also at the same time, look into the detail of it and not wave our hand away, which many people speaking in public are doing. So the big picture is who are we ruled by? And then, Gaza is a specific place. So what is the big picture? Us, along with Gaza, it seems humanity, our whole family of 7.5 billion people are being ruled by, it used to be thought of as just a weird story, the NWO, New World Order. But really, we have to look at what that is. And Mike is suggesting that it's a different letter, IWO, Illuminati World Order. And I would actually recommend that we think, now we have to look at what is this vague group of Illuminati commanding us. I would just suggest go over to the next letter, J-W-O, and I think you might have expected that. But also I want to make a different point, is the O is really the word ownership. So really, when you look at the specifics, it's a question of everything being thieved into the ownership of the Jews' culture. And I'm saying that because, for example, when the wonderful, the great analyst of the Republican Party, your friend Rolf Lindgren, I think he told us, I'm very sure, actually, he told us that he was Christian Lutheran. And so when we discussed, and I remember asking him who, you know, he was saying some third, number three Republican got ousted in the party and some better person got replaced. I even forget the name, Michelle, maybe something. And so then I asked him, like, tell us who is in charge of us. So since he's looking at it from a Republican Party politics, he mentioned the Jew senator, Chuck Schumer, by name, and he described him as one of the biggest problems that we have because of this guy, mega-billion-dollar intake fundraising for what I call the demolishocrat party, because they demolishing everything good in people and in the universe. So what does it mean that he's the biggest problem? Well, he said vis-a-vis the good guy agenda that the Republicans are trying to proceed with, implement something for moral goodness and more godly nature, for example, in terms of canceling poisonous artificial medicines and so on. So what's standing in the way of the Republicans implementing a more goodly, godly, policies, and it's this guy. And I'm very annoyed. Also, I think a previous guest from maybe a month ago, also Philip Giraldi, he was very clear about we should talk about names and go after them. And, he actually just said, go after the big, actually the named corporations. Don't buy things from them. Don't give them money. And I went a further step and say, don't just say the corporation's name. For example, YouTube was a fun thing invented by Muslims and Christians. The three young boys, the programmers, Javed Karim, he wanted, and his friends, a blonde guy with the first name Christian, I forgot his last name, so I'm assuming he's Christian, of Christian religion, and the other one was Stephen Chen, which he looks Oriental, okay. So I'm guessing he's Buddhist. So when it was just in these guys' hands, it was fine. But then YouTube, the logo, was taken over. The CEO is now Susan Wojcicki. And look how much cruelty she's imposing. So we have to go after the specific names. And not just say, Philip Giraldi, who I'm assuming from his name is a Christian, he said, go after specific structures that exist. And my problem with IWO, it's a vague thing. Maybe we can go back and say,
No, it's not vague. I have to disagree with you. Briefed Illuminati members. I briefed the Secretary of the Army, the Assistant Vice Chair, Secretary of State Armitage, and the Vice Chief of Staff of the Army, and they're not Jewish.
Scaredy, I appreciate all of that. We have another caller standing by from the 540.
I agree with you. You got to go after the individuals.
From the 540 area code, please give us your name and state and join the conversation.
No, they're not, Jim. That was the other caller that...
Oh, that was that weird one? All right.
Yeah.
Mitchell, would you like to add further thoughts about what Scaredy has been suggesting here?
Gosh. I think there's so much guilt to go around that we have to not only hold individuals accountable, but there are organizations. You don't want to smear entire races and religions. However, there are groups within those races and religions who, well, need to be called out and confronted. I had argued with Robert David Steele weeks after Trump was elected. I had him on my Tuesday night show, and we were talking about Trump's cabinet and he was forming it. And I thought Trump was making a massive mistake, and he also agreed, but he believed that you could get these elitist crooks out of the government by saying, look, we know you're there. We know who you are. We know your crimes. You better leave while you have a chance, or we're going to take all your money. We're going to take, you know, we'll just leave you alone. And you can have your money if you'll just peacefully leave. People with the power that they have and the money that they have will never give up their ill-gotten positions peacefully.
That's correct.
Well, it didn't play out that way, did it, Mitchell? I think you were right that he had way too many Zionists in his cabinet, and that Israel has exerted way too much influence, not only on his, but now on the Biden administration, and we're paying for it in ways that are massive, from which we may or may not ever recover.
But you got to remember that the Mossad is a cutout. They are used because they are magnets of hate to deflect criticism from the national security state, the CIA, the FBI, which need to be disbanded. So it's a limited hangout to bitch out Israel all the time when W. Bush isn't even Jewish. You know what I mean? Cheney's not Jewish. These are theosophist Satanists. They're not one lick of Jewish ethnicity or Judaistic belief in those guys.
Scaredy, did you want to add further thoughts?
Yes. Again, isms. So... Cheney, I think he's Christian. Who is he following? He dropped bombs on countries. This is the problem. People avoid saying that the bombs were dropped on Muslim heads. And what are we up to now? 15 Muslim countries destroyed?
Can I interject real quick? Cheney is a theosophist. He believes that man's going to become God. Okay, that's who he's following. He's following Satan. But if you don't believe that, he's a theosophist. He believes man's going to eventually become God through technology, live forever. Continue, you know, what you were saying, that Cheney's, you know, who's Cheney bombing?
Okay, so Illuminati, theosophism, Zionism, all these isms. I used the word vague, and I thrust using the word vague, and that was your parry. You said, using the picture of a sword fight. Of course, I'm not fighting you. Although it's not a glamorous thing to say, I think I am a follower, and it might be because I'm a woman. We women expect to be protected by men. And really, I think the way I do things is I just listen for good ideas which shows that a man is good-hearted, and then I want to follow him. And in terms of the public life, I'm saying. So that clears my time up for being a mom, like
Scary, a lot of that has got to do with evolution. I mean, the biological differences in roles, you know, throughout human development have been substantially, as you described. Chicago Brew has joined us. Brew, go ahead, join the conversation.
Yeah, in the first hour, you guys ran across some Hamas stuff and whatever. For years, we've had the clues that pretty much the Israelis created Hamas as this opposition and so forth. And from what I just heard the last couple of days, there's actual documentation that leads to the fact that the Israelis, Netanyahu, whoever, has been funding the Hamas like $30 million a month to keep in business, the controlled opposition, to keep that thing going. So, oh, it's all the sympathy and, oh, we're at war with these people. Again, all this stuff is all manipulated and so on. Again, we've had clues about this for years. Now, finally, someone mentioned that it's actually come out in actual documentation. I don't have that documentation, but I would start looking for it because we're all being played, as you always say, Jim, it's all a movie, it's all manipulation, so on and so forth. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, it's a very nice piece by Edward Henry I just published on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. Yes.
Right. If we had a mechanism, we would have a national inquest where these facts would be put in front of the entire country and not ignored, and then the country would have to make its damn mind up what it's going to do. Come to a conclusion. That's not happening.
So, Mike, again, if my husband used to say, just in general, just not politics or anything, if wishes were horses, beggars would ride. And our horses, everything we're losing. I have a huge credit card debt because of a disaster which happened to my family like a decade ago. Cannot pay it. Every dollar I am struggling to earn, I just give to the bank. And I'm very annoyed that in my little suburban township, a Chase Manhattan Bank has arrived to put its branch. It used to be a bunch. There's a big, a big bank there, which has the name of the local, of the city or state, you know, which is big. That's true. But it grew up from that city. And then the rest of the banks were smaller banks, some as small as just a few townships covering just maybe the county. And now they have come to chew up the bones of the community bankers and swallow them, cannibalize them, and disappear them, like Walmart did to billion worldwide mom-and-pop shops. So I want to ask you, Mike, do you have, so if, so what, how many people in reality, not on the computer screen, and maybe not even on the telephone, maybe, okay, include telephone, allow telephone as counting real people who talk to you and are actually your follower. Like, I could be your follower, but who else do you have? Like, how many? Five?
I'd say 100. In our tactical studies group.
That you have actually talked to, that this is a real person?
Oh, yeah. I've actually been physically with them jumping out of airplanes, doing kinetic activities.
Good.
Huh?
I'm saying good.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's good. It's solid. I can count on them. They're not fantasy, people. They can even be a safe house for me, if you know what I mean. If I had to, I could go there and, hang out if I had to live off the grid. You know, the question is the racket that you're up against. In this one, you were talking about the banks. Do you know that the banks right now have the government backing their criminality? Pretend like five people had five mortgages, right? They want to pay off their houses, right? It's against the law for these five people to get together and say, you know what? We're going to pay off Julie's. And we're going to say you, Scaredy Cat, right? We're going to pay off this year all of us are going to get work together. We're just going to pay off your entire mortgage this year. You know, it's against the law to do that. It's rigged against you. The economic system's rigged against you getting out of debt and being a person that has free time to think about issues and fight the powers that be, because they made it against the law to just knock out the mortgage. You understand what I mean? Because then the next year we say we're going to take Mike's mortgage out. We're all going to work together. His mortgage is gone. In the third year, and then in 5 years, everybody's mortgage is paid by teamwork. You see what I'm saying? I'm taking your principle of working together kinetically.
Absolutely.
Yes.
IRL yes, in yes. real life. Go
it's
ahead.
Against the law to feed the homeless. How about that one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what
then
you're saying
would get
is,
healthy
know,
and then get a job, and they would stop being homeless.
Maybe. And they can't have this. We got to continue to be in debt. And anybody that actually makes an organically decent living, as soon as they hit a certain mark of value to their portfolio, boom, next thing you know, they're coming after them. Taxes, this,
exactly.
that.
Exactly, that's their main goal. Their main goal is to keep everybody in a defeated nihilist, well, what the hell? You know, what's the point in trying? That's what they
and
want.
Preoccupied so you
goal.
Can't be involved. The whole point of the debt system is to keep people so preoccupied to pay off that debt and be consumed by debt. They have no time to be involved in their politics or communities, so on, and stop these nefarious characters for doing the things they do in the dead of night when you are too busy trying to stay out of debt and keep a roof over your head and your kids fed. Go ahead.
Brew, I'm really glad you were able to call in. Scaredy, thank you very much for your extended commentary. Mike, you did a great job here. You have
give her my phone number.
Yeah, we're going to keep you on after we're off the air, my friend. Meanwhile, so Scaredy will stand by. We'll get the two of you in touch. Meanwhile, I want to thank everyone for listening. Have a great weekend. Spend it with your friends and loved ones. We don't know quite how all this is going to play out. Take advantage of the opportunity while you have it. Thanks for listening.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect,
Triangle.
Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was